Rabbi Isai.
Yeah.
Today's daf is daf Mem Vav.
Mem Vav. How's it,
gentlemen? There you go. Okay, a little bit of life. Okay, so let's review once again.
Mazel Tov Ari Mendelberg.
That's right, Mazel Tov Ari.
Well done, Chef.
Yisrael. I didn't hear you.
You want guys that little baby girl?
Mazel Tov.
Ari, Mazel Tov. Very good news.
Yeah, but this is assuming that Ari is actually going to show up with Yomi, which is highly unlikely. But we'll be Malamitzkos, Bezrat Hashem. Actually, I'll warn Naftali to make sure that he's there. Okay, so let's just go back a little bit so we can get back into the sugya since we've actually been away from it for a while. The sugya begins with Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, which is three lines above the big lines on Amid Beis, Memei Amid Beis. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, Lulav, you make a bracha all 7 days, V'sukah Yom Echad, Mashen Kein, the sukkah, you make a bracha once, and that's the sukkah, that's your bracha for the entire Yantav. Whereas, my time of the reason for this would be lulav de mafsiki leilot miyamim kol yomim mitzvah diapin nafshehu. On the lulav, where there's no chiyuv of a lulav at night, because it's a yomim, so over there, there's no ongoing single mitzvah, so each day is a separate mitzvah. Mashenkein sukkah de lo mafsiki leilot miyamim kulu shiva kachad yom arichadam. The sukkah is chayav at night as well, so what hefsik is there in the mitzvah? It's all one mitzvah. So as long as you're involved still in that mitzvah, you already made the bracha. V'rabba bar brachan am Rabbi Yochanan, whereas Rabbi Yochanan over here is quoted as arguing, and he says just the opposite. Sukkah shiv'a v'lulav yom echad. What could possibly be the reason? My taima that we should make a bracha every day on a sukkah, because sukkah d'oraita, where there's a chiyuv of all 7 days midyoraita, so then the bracha is every single day. Lulav, where the chiyuv is only derabanan, so then sagile b'chad yuma, you make the bracha on that first day d'oraita, and that's kailal all of the other days, which are extensions midrabanan zechel mikdash. Kiyasa ravinam Rabbi Yochanan. This was the way that Rabbi Bar Chana had quoted Rabbi Yochanan. But when Ravin came, he said, no, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, whether it's a sukkah or a lulav, echad zeh v'echad zeh shiva, you make a brocha every single day. Omer Rav Yosef, nikot de Rabbi Bar Chana v'yadecha. You should follow Rabbi Bar Chana's approach with Rabbi Yochanan over here, because at least we know the kulei amoroi kamekavate besukha. In other words, there's really no argument when it comes to what the din is by sukkah, libid Rabbi Yochanan. Because whether you hold of Ravin, who says they're both shiva, whether you hold of Rabbi Bar Chana, who holds that sukkah is shiva, everybody's agreed that Rabbi Yochanan said shiva. Good, if Rabbi Yochanan said shiva, we paskin in a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, the rule is to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, for that you could zikr agree that we know that the bracha should be shivas yomi. Meisve asks the Gemara now on the Shita of Rabbi Bar Chana that according to which now Sukkah will be Shivas Yomim, Lulav will be Yom Echad. Here it says, Ha'oseh Lulav La'atzmo. Somebody who puts together a Lulav for himself, Omer Baruch Shechayanu V'Kiyamanu V'Giyanu Lazman Hazeh. Not Lola Tzeitpo, Omer Baruch Hashem Kitshanu B'Tzav B'Tivanu Anu Tilat Lulav. All of this is chazar, I must imagine. So even though he made the bracha once on the first day, he makes a bracha all 7 days. Now that's exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Bar Chana said. That's what Shmuel said. So now what Rabbi Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan. And so on. Nichnas leishevba, or shekir shen mesavetivano, leishevba sukkah. Having made his bracha on the first day, he doesn't make a bracha, which is exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying sukkah shivas yomim for the bracha. lulav yom echad for the bracha libra rabba barbachana. Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkas. Okay? So how do you say that we should follow rabba barbachana amr of Yochanan? So bish lema lulav alulav lo kasha. That's not a problem. Because certainly bizman shebeta migdash kayam. So over there, the bright over here could be talking about was making a bracha on the Dioraita. The whole time of Rabbi Yochanan and Alibir Rabba Barbachana was that on the Drabbanan, you don't make the bracha for Shivas Yomim. It was Man Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam, so you would make the bracha for Shivas Yomim, even Alibir Rabbi Yochanan, if it's a Dioraita. But Sukkah, I mean, here, Rabba Barbachana said Sukkah you make every day. Here it says Beferish you make it one day. Kasha. No, we're made that it's certainly a Machlokis Tanoi. Where do we see it's a Machlokis Tanoi? A very interesting and very contemporary Nogea issue. Tfilin. Here we have a Machlokis Rebbe and a Chachami. Well, how often do you make a bracha on your tfilin? So Rebbe says, Tfilin kozman sheminichan nevorech aleich. So that every time you put on your tfilin, you make another bracha, even though you already had made the bracha today. So then that is similar to the mitzvah of Sukkah. In other words, tefillin, you have one mitzvah of tefillin all day long. So that's separate mitzvahs. Just like the Sukkah was saying, you have one mitzvah of Sukkah for Shivas Yomim without hefsek. Nonetheless, Rebbe says, took your tefillin off, put your tefillin back on, you make another bracha. No, it's not exactly the same. But we're comparing the Yom of Tefillin to the Shivas Yamim of Sukkah. It's the same concept. Something that you already mavorech on. And I can't tell the Torah said put on Tefillin again. So you're supposed to wear Tefillin today. Okay, well, where am I told today? And over here, I have a mitzvah all day long. Obviously, every time that I put on my Tefillin again, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, but it's the same mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. Nonetheless, Rebbe said, since you had not been where you'll go ahead and put on, make your, you put it on again, make your bracha again. You already made a bracha on this mitzvah. What are you making a bracha again for? It's exactly the question that we have over here. Sukkiyav Shivas Yomim. You told me on the second day of meeting in my sukkah. You weren't mekayim that mitzvah. So you're being mekayim it again. Very nice, but you made a bracha. Oh, but Rebbe says, so what? Make a bracha the second time. Okay, same thing. So in other words, when we were paskening, Rabba Barbachana, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, he was going, Aliba the Shita the Chachomim. That's a different issue. But it's certainly possible, Aliba the Shita of Rebbe, it's certainly possible that we find a Mandi Omar will hold like the Chachomim. What's the problem? Itma. Abaye Omar Hilchasaka Rebbe, Verov Omar Hilchasaka Rabbonim, Omar of Mori Barodabat Shmuel, Rav Mori, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, you remember Shmuel had a daughter, Rachel, who had been captured by Goyim and raped by a fellow by the name of Isser, who subsequently became a ger. You can't rape a girl like that without it changing your life. So he subsequently became a ger. But we didn't want to, since he was not Jewish at the time that she became pregnant with Rav Mori, so we didn't want to call Rav Mori the son of Isser. I mean, even though that would be us, also be a remiss to what happened, you know. But so we called him Rav Mori, the son of Shmuel's daughter. Right? So, which is amazing, because no other daughter is mentioned. Usually we always mention the father's name. So because she got into this pickle, she ended up being remembered, Lederis, as the mother of Rav Mori. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Very interesting thing. In any event, so he says, Chazina Leila Rava, even though Rava just paskin halachik Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, you would only make one bracha on tefillin a day, nonetheless, I want you to know that I followed Rava around, and he wasn't keeping the halacha according to the way he sees it. He himself was keeping the halacha like Rebbe. Because here's how his day went, okay? Makdin v'koy, he would get up early in the morning, and he would go now, Ayala Beit Akisa, he'd use the bathroom. Nofik, come out of the bathroom, Masha Yode, wash his hands. Monach Tfilin, put on his Tfilin, Rebbe Mavarach on his Tfilin. V'chitzich Zimna Achrina, if he needed to go to the bathroom later in the day, Ayala Beit Akise Menafi, Umashi Yade, Umanach Tfilin Umavarech. He would put on his tefillin again and make a separate bracha. So obviously, even though he said halakha kachachamim, he didn't want to keep that halakha kachamim. He ended up apparently changing his mind. Followed Rabbi?
Even chachamim wouldn't say that.
Why not?
If you take off your tefillin to go to the...
Chachamim would say, ain't a mevarech.
I know, yeah.
But he was mevarech. So apparently he held like Rabbi, even though he himself had said halakha kachachamim. Therefore, concludes Ramari, Ananami Karebi Abdina. Look, we see Lamaisa that we follow Rebbe. Since we follow Rebbe, the implications are that when it comes to Sukkot, Mevorach and Kol Shiva, you make a bracha all 7 days on the Sukkot.
Kol Shiva being all the days of seven. Not every 7 days.
No, all the days of seven. Yeah, actually, Tosis points that out later on. Not to compare when we said Sukkot and Lulav would be two different things. Because Sukkah, every time that you go in there, you're mechuyev to go in now. Let's say you want to eat another meal. You're mechuyev to go into your Sukkah. If we're saying lulav shiva, we certainly don't mean that every time you pick up a lulav, you'll make another bracha, because I have a chiyev now to do this bracha. By the Sukkah, I have a chiyev, I have to go into my Sukkah. So if I was out of my Sukkah, come back in, now I have a meal to eat, I have to make another bracha. It's not quite the same. So actually, Alon's point was raised by Tosfos. But nonetheless, the element, the fundamental element that we're thinking about is the same. So if Rebbe holds that you make a bracha every single time on your tefillin, then that means you make a bracha every single time on your sukkah, if you were mafsik.
Baruch
atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam
Shekel Yom Yom. Amen. You're comparing tefillin to sukkah in the sense that it's a constant mitzvah every time you involve it. Then you do it, it's a mitzvah, again a mitzvah.
Even though you already mevarach on this mitzvah before.
Unlike
it's not a new mitzvah.
It's just one mitzvah, the whole, you did once a day. If you took a lulav again in the day, it's not another mitzvah. Once you've done it that day, you've done it.
No. What? Yes, that's true, but your sukkah is mechayev you. The lulav will never be mechayev you.
Not tefillin would mechayev you or not.
No. Even what I'm saying, that therefore we're not viewing it as the same thing. The tefillin, there's a mitzvah that should be on him all the time, which is not true of lulav. So it's similar to the sukkah, although it's not exactly the same, as we have three different qualities here. Yeah. What were you saying?
It's a similar point. It's just that you fulfilled your mitzvah of tefillin once, you don't have to put them back in.
Correct.
You don't have to go
but every time that you do them, you're being mekayem a mitzvah, because tefillin are meant to be on you at all times. Okay, so therefore we make a bracha all 7 days on our sukkah. Omar Marzurta Chazina Leila Rav Papi. I saw Rav Papi's personal anaga as well. The Cholema Demonach Tefillin Mevarech. I saw him putting on his tefillin. Every time he put on his tefillin, he made a separate bracha. Question over here is what would be considered to be another time? Teshayla. For instance, over here, says Monach lebet, he was nichnas lebet akise. Suppose he wasn't nichnas lebet akise. He took off his tefillin. He didn't like to wear his tefillin while he was eating. Bet akise, you could say, is a hefsik because he wouldn't have been able to wear his tefillin while using the bathroom. Ashenkin eating, he would have been able to. He took it off. Mela, that's a separate question. I mean, that's a shaila. Or you take off the tefillin with the das to put them back on immediately. Yeah, put them on in another 5 minutes. Right? Would that be considered each time? I mean, this is a big machlokas between the... Yeah, it's a big machlokas. Same, a big machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Whether it means literally put it on each time, or if your das is to put it right back on, whatever that means, it's not clear what right back on miyad, that you wouldn't make a bracha the second time. Basically, halacha l'maisa, I mean, we're mechalik between places where you wouldn't have been able to wear your tefillin. So you're going into the bathroom, although many hold not our bath. Our bathrooms are not called bathrooms. Because let's say if you need to urinate, you can wear your tefillin while urinating. If you hold it a bracha, that our bathrooms, because they're flushed immediately, and they're kept clean.
Between a public bathroom
and yes, yes, that's true, that's true. But places that don't have a bad smell and so on, where it would be mutter to wear your tefillin, maybe in a chinami, even urinating is not, even if you took your tefillin out, would not be considered to be a hefsik. Yudas was to put them back on right away. Only those things which are make it impossible to wear your tefillin. So that's varaya hefsek. That's basically the askamas hepesek. I mean, there's a lot of machlokas in what exactly is considered to be hefsek. Also machlokas, by the way, which brocha to make when you come out. Those who make two brochas on their tefillin, the question is whether they should make, they should only say laniach. They should say both brochas, also machlokas hepesek. Rabbonin de Ravashi kol ema de mamash b'shebu mevorach. Actually, in the Beis HaMedrash of Ravashi, every time that they held their tefillin and moved them on their head for a moment, they felt them, they would make a separate bracha. Why? Because remember that we learn out from the tzitz that it's a mitzvah to be mamash b'shem the tefillin. Because it has to be al mitzvah tamid. So al mitzvah tamid means a level of awareness. Every time that he touches his tefillin, now he once again concentrates on his tefillin. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn that what it's talking about over here is not that literally every time that they're mamashmish, but that if they had been mafsik, and let's say they had put on the tefillin before daylight, they can't make a bracha at the tefillin at that time, because it's not yet mishiyakir, and so you make it for. So then later on, you don't take off your tefillin. You're mamashmish in the tefillin, and this we do as well. You can be mamashmish in the tefillin and then make a brocha without taking them off, putting them back on. Others learn mamashmish that they made a brocha means only if they had been mesiach das. In other words, if they suddenly realize, oh, you know, I completely forgot my tefillin. So now after mamashmish tefillin, now that becomes the tomid of the levisha's tefillin. So then they would be mavarek, as if they didn't have tefillin on them during that time. Omer of Yud Omer Shmuel mitzvahs. That's already a machlokas. Tosis questions what the bracha would be, as our president raises the issue. There used to be a bracha which we do not mevorech, and Yerushalmi brings that when they took off the tefillin, they were mevorech l'shmor chukav. So sometime, how can you mevorech the birchas laniach if you're just being mamashmish? What's the laniach? Must be, therefore, that the bracha that is referred to over here is that they were mevorech on lishmor chukav, or others learned there was a bracha lishmor tefillin from the tamid that is said by the tzitz. However, if you learn like the other rishonim that it's talking about over here, that there was a hesgadas, so it has a din of hanocha, or it means that you never were mevorech on hanocha, then obviously it's not talking about lishmor chukav. He just brings it like that, lishmor chukav, period, according to everybody. Okay, but I mean, Tosis brings that possibility. Okay, to continue. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo, mitzvah to love kol shiva. Rabbi Shuben Levi Omer, yom rishon mitzvah to love. Mikan ve'elach mitzvah tzkeni. So, first we add Shmuel Utainid, you make a broch on your lulav kol shiva, even though it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Rabbi Shuben Levi says, what do you mean? The real mitzvah of lulav is only one day. The rest of the days is a zecher l'migdash. So you don't make a bracha on a zecher l'migdash, you make a bracha on the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore, you only make a bracha the first day. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, ko yom mitzvah zekenim. Every day it's a mitzvah min rabbanan. What are you talking about? A few yom rishon, a kamel yom rishon, do you write? Well, I mean, except for the first day. Well, that's what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said. What are you arguing on? No, we got the whole thing on. It should have said, V'chein Om Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak agreed with Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. But Af Rav Savar Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. Rav also holds that you make a bracha on the Lulav Kol Shiva. So that means now that we have both Rav and Shmuel agreeing that we make the bracha Kol Shiva. Despite the fact that we had before the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, one of the shitas in Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't make a bracha on the drabonin of the lulav, you only make a bracha on the diraisa, mashenkin, the sukkah was diraisa, you make koshiva. It's clear from here that halakha lamaisa, you make the bracha on the lulav all 7 days, even though it's a drabonin. So the sukkah now, both Rav and Shmuel both agreed with that derech in Rabbi Yochanan. And we know that Rav definitely must have held you make a bracha all shiva. Because the only reason not to make a bracha all shiva is because it's a derabbanan. Because we said over here that it's only mitzvahs that came in. Okay, you know, you can understand. You're living in the door that they made the takana, let's say, right? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the takana. Let's be nice to the lulav kol shiva. Last year you weren't taking a lulav. This year you're taking a lulav. So comes like this, Asher kitshanu sefer tzivanu. You just spoke to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that morning who said, let's make the takana. So now already you're saying, Asher kitshanu sefer tzivanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to take a lulav. You could see that it could shake you up a little bit, you know? I mean, like, he certainly didn't change his mind from last year, right? So, I mean, we're used to the idea of a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but what a keach. That mamish, the next day, you make a brach on something Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told you from his president.
How do we say the excuse of the bracha?
Yeah, we'll see that, but we're going to get to that now. Well, yeah, we'll see. How do we know that Rav would have held? He never said so. And we don't have witnesses that say that he was Mevorachos, but we know that Rav, because of another psak, Rav definitely would have held that you make a broch on the Lulav Kol Shivas. How do we know? Because Rav said you make a broch on Neres Chanukah. So if he said you make a broch on Neres Chanukah, he would also agree you make a broch on the Lulav. What's the difference? They're both Min Rabbanan. The Amar Chia Barashi Amar Rav, here we find Rav saying, Hamadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. So if you need to be Mavarech on Ner Chanukah, why wouldn't you be Mavarech on the Tilas Lulav? Rabbi Yirmiyo Amar, it's not so partial. HaRo'eh Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. Not only the Madlik, even if you see a Ner Shal Chanukah, assuming that you don't have the mitzvah adlocker. You are Makai in the mitzvah adlocker. Mitzvah adlocker is only on someone who owns a home, has a house, Neri Shubeto. If he doesn't have a place where he lives, he wanders from place to place. He doesn't have the chiyuv. So over there, what does he do? He lights in the airplane, of course, and burns the whole thing down. What does he do? So Moriya Mai Mavarek. Amr of Yudah. Here's what do you Mavarek? Amr of Yudah. Yom Rishon. The Madlik makes three brachas. And the Ro'eh makes two brachas. The Ro'eh certainly cannot say Mahadlik, because he's not being Madlik. He can only say, no, the Shechiyonah, of course, they both say. But out of the two brachas of every day, the Ro'eh only can say Shasanisim. He is also saying Shasanisim Lavotinu. And the Ner Chanukah, the takon of the Ner Chanukah is on the nase. So he makes a Shechiyonah al Anisim, and the Madlik is Mevarech also Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Mikan ve'elach the rest of Chanukah, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, because now he, since he already said Shechiyonah, he only makes now his two brachos, Lahadlik and al Anisim, and the Ro'eh is Mevarech Achas. My Mevarech, what is that brocha? Baruch Hashem Kishonu Mitzavet Tzivanu. Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, which is strange. Where is there a mitzvah in the Torah? Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavas. Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Echad Tzivanu. That's a new one on me. Where is that? Where is the mitzvah?
I wondered that myself. Ah.
Says the Gemara, Milo Tosur. Since the Chachomim said to do this, and it's usur for you not to listen to what they said, the Torah said, listen to what they tell you. So that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to light an Ner Chanukah, because they said you got to light an Ner Chanukah.
There should be a Shekishim B'Sevet Sivanu, a mitzvah, Melo Tassur, or something.
But that's a general basis for why I'd have to do this Maisa. I mean, otherwise, why am I making Maisa Lo Tassur now? I can say the Baruch Hu Lo Tassur every day. I can say it every minute. As I walk down the street. Okay, so now I have a particular maisa that they were mechayim me. So I make a bracha on that maisa.
Is this in the court for the Ramban? Against
the Ramban? This is part of that discussion. Yeah. Whether the isser of the Lo Tassur is a din that is chal also on takonas or only on pirushim. That's why Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, actually the makor is she'al avicha. So it means that the Torah is telling us, you have to ask the Zakenim what to do. Okay, so they tell you what to do. It means the Torah is telling you to follow. Tosis raises an interesting question. Why is this the only time that we're mevarach on re'iyah? Huh? Look at this. You see the advantages of not paying for it. It was until you said something. You know, with the Pach Hashem, and she had to close the door, and nobody should notice. Now, all of a sudden, you bring attention to it. There goes my tea. Try it again another day, huh? So why don't we make a bracha? The same thing, you're walking by, you should make a bracha on a lulav. I mean, on a mezuzah. It's on your door. You see a mezuzah, you're walking by somebody's house. You don't have a house. You can't be mekayem the mezuzah. So you walk by somebody's door, who has a mezuzah there. Why don't you make a bracha on the mezuzah?
But the bracha is mitvah, not to see it.
So why aren't we metakena bracha? So that's one of Tosafos' answers. We never metakena a bracha. Since there is a bracha of ala nisim, so memela, if the one who does it says the bracha ala nisim, sh'asa nisim, and that bracha sh'asa nisim I can make too. Because it's not negeh the maisa, so I make shas anisim. But there's no bracha just for the re'iyah bilvad, not metakena bracha that the person does the mitzvah doesn't do. Martosha says, yeah, it could be that over here, it's specifically because of the chavivus of the neis that we made. Something special about neis Hanukkah that was the makar of everything that we did, even though you'll say, okay, but the same thing is true of the other mitzvahs there. I mean, a sukkah is also a zecher, a naniyah kovin, and so on. But there's not that chavivus of the nes that was going the whole takana and the chum and so on. So over here, there's a special chavivus. What we quoted that Rav must have held that you say a bracha on your lulav every day because you say a bracha on their Hanukkah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's very nice that you guys figured that out, but actually I have a mimer of Rav that I was makabel. Oh, my Rav, call Shiva's mitzvahs lulav. You don't have to go to Ner Hanukkah to prove the mitzvahs lulav. Although, as we've already pointed out, Hanukkah and Sukkot have a great many in Yonim that are in common. Tan Rabbanan, Ose Sukala Atzmomer, Boruch Shech Yonu Vikimonu Vikyonu Lezman Hazeh, Nichnas Vesheivba, Oma Boruch Hashem Kitchanu Zavet Sivanu Etzot. Haita Suyaba Omeret, how about if the Sukkah was there for before? So if Yachol HaKadosh Bodavar, this thing, by the way, of making is only B'toch Shloshim, when the Chiyuv and the thoughts of these approaching Moed are upon you. So now, if you have your Sukkah already, see if you can build something new, add something to the Sukkah. So then you could say the Shachiyonah when you build it. If not, when you sit down to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mevarach Shtayim, then you'll say Shachiyonu and the Leishev. Omer Ravashi, I can tell you that Chazina led Rav Kahana Domer Lekulo Akasa de Kedusha, the way we do it. Rav Kahana made Kiddush, made all the brachas together at one time. The brach of the Kiddush, the brach of the Leishev, and the brach of Shachiyonu, the way that we do it. Tana Rabbanu Yilafanav Mitzvot Harbe. Suppose you have a lot of different mitzvahs to do. So then you just make a general bracha. Baruch Hashem, Kishanim, Sabbat, Yivanu, Al HaMitzvot. And that way your Yod say all of them. Rav Yehuda says, horrors! Mevorech al kol achad v'achad b'fnei atzma. You have to make a bracha on each mitzvah individually. It's very interesting that Rashi's example of somebody who had a lot of mitzvahs to do would be Litol Lulav, Leshev Basuka, Laniach tefillin, litatev betzitzit, from which, bring a raya, must be that there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Oh, so your Chol HaMoed says there's no raya. Rashi is bringing two sets. Laniach tefillin and mitzvah suk, laniach tefillin and talis. Very common, together, make a bracha ala mitzvahs. You're going to do your lulav and your sukkah. Very common. Make a bracha. Ala mitzvahs. Not saying these four mitzvahs dafka put together. Common. Well, they lost the vav. Right?
Why isn't this osa mitzvahs
chavilas chavilas? Enochinami. Not osa. No, osa mitzvahs. No, it's not osa chavilas chavilas. But it's being mevorach. There's a getter of it. If there's an inyan of kol mitzvah mitzvah levad, then enochinami would be a bracha chavilas. That's the... What's his svar? We already saw this back in Brochas. that Rabbi Yehuda, remember Rabbi Yehuda also has a special bracha to distinguish between types of vegetables, greens, the shoyim, and the fruity vegetables, and so on. For the same reason. What's his svara? Om Reb Zeir, v'tem Reb Chanina bar Papa, ilchasek Rabbi Yehuda. The Om Reb Zeir, that's how he paskin. Furthermore, Reb Zeir, v'tem Reb Chanina bar Papa, explained his reasoning. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Dichtiv Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What is that supposed to mean? What? Only during the day you give a bracha to Hashem? V'chi b'yom mevarchim oto, b'layla im mevarchim oto. Whoever heard of such a thing? Only make a bracha in the daytime. Ela balo marlecha. What the pasuk is trying to say is, v'cho yom v'yom tenlom ein birchotav. Every single day you make a bracha for that particular day. That's why we have different tefillahs. Shabbos, we have one tefillah. Chol, we have another tefillah. Yom Tov, we have another tefillah. Why can't we just have a tefillah? Because a day is unique. Every day is unique. You have to give it main birchotav. And if that's the case, ochanami, bechol davar v'davar, ten lo main birchotav. The clearer you get about the distinction of the various schuyas that you have there, because Baruch Hu gave you this food and that food, this day and that day, this mitzvah and that mitzvah, everything is deserves its own bracha. V'yom Rabbi Zeir v'itemer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Bo re'e. Shelo ki midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar v'adam. Midat basar v'adam, we're used to thinking physically. If you think physically, fascinating phenomena. That if you have a container, the more the container holds, the less room it has. Because as you fill it up, there's not room for anything else. But when you're talking about a container that's a spiritual container, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it, so in a physical container, the reikan, if it's empty, it has room. If it's malei, eino machzi. Avol midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exact opposite. The more the container contains, the more it's capable of a container. Because it's the contents that define the container. In which case, you have a malayas machzik, but a rekan in a machzik. Shenemar vaya im shamoa tishma. Meaning, im shamoa tishma. So it's, if you have filled yourself up with Torah, you'll see, amazing. You'll keep continuing to learn and gaining new things. But im lav, if you're never bothered, then lo tishma. There's nothing there, nothing's going to go in anymore. Davar acher, im shamoa biyashan. If you can manage to listen again to what you already know, meaning that you do chazorah, having already learned it, or having finished daf yomi one time, you do daf yomi the next time, and then the next time, and then the next time. So then tishma v'chadash, each time you'll hear something new. But, and this is a paraphrasing of the pasuk, im yifneh levavcha, then lo tishma. Because it says, say, if indeed you let your heart go away, meaning your heart gives up, I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it. I keep forgetting anyway. What's the point? Eh. If you have that, you're lost. It's all over.
Spiritual goods too. Potatoes.
It's exactly the opposite.
Potatoes, until you can fill up it. Spiritual stuff, you can never fill up it.
It's more than that. The more potatoes you got, the more potatoes you can hold. Of course, when it comes to weight, you notice that's still true, but all right. Okay, the next thing that we had in the Mishnah, we had a machlokas, Rashi tells us how to learn that. That miyat tinokot shomtim et ulaveihem v'ochlim et etrogeihem. According to Rashi, that means all of the gedolim over there grab the tinokos' lulavim, and they eat up their esrogim. According to Tosfos, and we mentioned before that that would be begetter, the idea that there's no stealing and there's no nezek in places where there's a common minig for being misameach. We mentioned Tosfos's point about chasana. They used to actually come in with steeds. They had class. They would come in with real steeds and jostle in front of the chasana kala and so on. Of course, there were quite a few casualties, but it's your putter, because it was all the man in Yanim of the Simcha.
Anybody ever tasted the raw esrog? I mean, it tastes terrible. What was the big esrog to eating esrog? It's a terrible place. It's,
this from an Esrog seller? Can you imagine? This is terrible. This is terrible. So now, Tosus, however, said, it doesn't make sense. It makes more sense to learn that the kids threw their lulavim down and grabbed their esrogim and bit them. Because the whole time they've been looking at these, I wonder what it tastes like. Finally, they end up, at the last day, they finish the mitzvah. Boom. So they eat it up. That makes more sense. Now, Rashi says, that can't be the pshat. How do I know it can't be the pshat? Because, it's an interesting Rashi, can't be the pshat because of a medrash. The medrash says a marvelous story. Richie, you'll like this one. The marvelous story being that there was a certain chassid echad. You'll notice all of the poor people whose wives drive them from the house are always chassid. So it's another case, another example. There was a chassid echad whose wife finally drove him so crazy he had to leave the house and have a penny. He's wandering around. She's yelling at him, "What? There's no money in the chassidic business." And so he's wandering around. There's nothing to do. Says the Medrash, comes the last day now of Sukkot, and he grabs all of the Esrogim. And then suddenly there's a hachraza that they need for the daughter of the Melech. They must have citrons. Where are they going to get citrons? Oh, he has barrels and barrels of citrons. So he sells them, becomes a multimillionaire, goes home, divorces his wife, gets... No. But in any event... So says Rashi, so you see clearly from that story that he was running around grabbing the kids' esrogim. Why? What else could it mean? So we take it for granted that that was the minhag. But the different ways of learning the Mishnah force us into different ways of learning the sugya that's coming, which is why I'm reviewing it for you.
My kids run around grabbing the esrogim so they can make the Havdalah.
Right, the little nowadays, yeah, that's right. Yeah. No. Rabbi Yochanan, etrog b'shvi'i asur b'shmini mutar. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the seventh day of Sukkot, the etrog is mukt to the whole day, because it was set aside for a mitzvah. Only tomorrow on Shmini Atzeretz is mutar. Whereas the Sukkah is asur even on Shmini Atzeretz. We'll see why. Rish Lakish says, the etrog, as soon as you finish doing your mitzvah, afil b'shvi'i nami mutar. What's the machlokes? We might come here for again. So Mar Sav the Mitzvata it katsai. Mar Sav the Kula Yumit katsai. So Rish Lakish holds the etrog was set aside for the mitzvah. Soon as you finish the mitzvah, the huktza is over. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the huktza is for the day. In order to use it for my mitzvah during Sukkot, I set it aside for the days of Sukkot. So now Rish Lakish has a great question to Rabbi Yochanan. Eisei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. It says, miyat tinokot shomtinet ulaveyem v'ochlim et rogehen. So my love, huadin l'gdolim. Now here we get into big machlokas. How to read these words. According, it certainly seems to be saying that even gedolim would eat their own esrogim just like the ketanim ate their own esrogim, which is the partial meaning of the Gemara, which is not like Rashi. Because the way Rashi's learning it, the gedolim were the ones who ate the esrogim. So Rashi has to learn that mashma, even the etrogim of gedolim. In other words, I can understand a cotton's esrog is not, it's not really a mitzvah, it was just to be mechanic, and it's not iskatsoi, that's for sure. But if it's talking about this mistama that happened with everybody's esrog, even an esrog that belonged to a gunnel. That's the point. According to Rashi, it's who it belonged to. According to Tosis, who is doing the achila? So my labladin the gedolim lo tinokot dafka means dafka tinokot b'nei chinami. A gadol wouldn't do this because it's aser, according to Tosfos, or according to Rashi, the eser of a gadol is ikatzoy lemitzvah, and therefore it's aser. Ikeni amri esver Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Others have it the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan used the mishnah as a proof against Reish Lakish. Why, says Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, does it say miyad tinokot shomtina lulavein v'ochlim et rogehem? Why dafke tinokot? Why not gedolim? I'll tell you why not gedolim, because it's eat katsoy for the whole day. According to you, it's only katsoy l'mitzvah, and once you finish with it, even the esrog of a gadol, or even a gadol, would be allowed to eat an esrog. To which Reish Lakish responded, no. Hu adin afilu gedolim? actually, there's no inyan not to eat the esrog of a gadol, according to Rashi, or for a gadol not to eat an esrog, according to Tosfos. Haidik tani tinokot, the only reason it mentions the kids is because that's the way it was done. It was there in order to create this mad feeling of chaos and excitement. And what are you going to do? They start grabbing the next guy's esrog. Come on. That won't be chaos. That'll be murder. So Mamela, okay, with the kids, we start up. You know, give the kids a thrill. Everybody's trying to grab their ass.
And the wives don't have to bench. What will the wives bench on?
Oh my gosh! So there's different. Our president asked, "So what are the wives going to bench on?" So there's two approaches to this. There's one camp that says, "From here is a riot that women need their own little ass." There's another camp that says, from here to Raya, what's it women doing with Lulav and Esrog? Okay. Amalei Papa Labaya. I don't understand. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Etrog. I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying that the Etrog is Osir only on the seventh day. The Sukkah is Osir even on the eighth day. Why the heck would the Sukkah be Osir on the eighth day? The only thing I can think of is because, since Lamaisa, let's say that you need a sukkah, I'm certainly not talking about chutzlaretz. So, well, what? It's shaykh to be b'kayim the mitzvah of the sukkah at night. Okay, I mean, it's shaykh to be b'kayim the mitzvah of esrog also at night, maybe. Not night, b'nei hashmashos. Or Marlei said, now, the difference is very clear. Sukkah dechazi l'b'nei hashmashos. Look, let's say somebody brings you in a meal, yeah? Yitzrami leitzu udata. Somebody brings a meal in, and they come in, they bring in pizza. Okay, hey Richie, let's have some pizza. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit down in your house and eat pizza? I said, no, I can't sit down in my house yet. It's been on shmoshes. How do I know I can eat here in the house? Better go out to the sukkah. So that means you're going to go out to the sukkah, ben ha-shmoshes. So therefore, it was now muktzah ben ha-shmoshes, because you know you may need to use your sukkah ben ha-shmoshes. Yes. So since he's running, he said, boy, you're going to have to sit in that sukkah. So therefore, eat katzorei leben ha-shmoshes. That means the muktzah already during the time of ben ha-shmoshes. Ben ha-shmoshes is a suffix. Once it's migud, it's katzorei leben ha-shmoshes. Since it was already muktzah at the beginning of the eighth day, at the night ben ha-shmoshes. So now it remains muktzah kuliyam ha-shmini. Because after all, it goes always according to the opening of the day. That defines what was muktzah at that point remains muktzah. Mashenken the etrog, the lochazid ben hashmashot. An etrog is not there to use ben hashmashot. So therefore, it was not muktzah ben hashmashot. If it's not muktzah ben hashmashot, so it certainly wasn't muktzah for the next day on Shmini, when I'm certainly not going to be taking the etrog. Now there's some question as to why this is true. Most learn the reason that this is so is because when you set it aside, you set it aside to be yotze. When you're normally yotze, yotze in the morning, you go to shul. There was never any thought that, and what if I'm a no goodnik and don't take my esrog, and only at the last minute of the day, when it's already a suffix lila, then I'll take my esrog. That's not what you were planning. Richie. Therefore, this wasn't part of the itkatzoi. But there's an interesting run. The run says, if that were the situation, you wouldn't take your esrog ben hashmashos, because the esrog, after all, is only a mitzvah the rabbanon. Ben hashmashos suffik, be a suffik the rabbanon. So it comes out that lemaisa this time is not set aside for that mitzvah at all. The sukkah would be a suffik the arayitas. You'd have to eat in the sukkah at this point. Therefore, it's midat katzai. Very
cute. What if you're
the old city? Ooh. You should know that 99% of the poskim don't hold from this whole business. You understand?
Which whole business?
That even according to the Rambam, there's certainly no chiyuv in the old city today to take a sukkah, to take a lulav kol hayom. Because the din of Yerushalayim is an extension of the Mikdash. You don't have the chiyuv of the Mikdash, you don't have a chiyuv in Yerushalayim. There are, obviously there are people who are makbid, but most overwhelming majority of the poskim hold there's no difference. We shouldn't. Yeah, even if you're like the Rambam, that where we live is the Mikdash, it wouldn't make a nafkamina la'aloch on these issues, for a number of different reasons. But so Lois Katzer, the Kulikish, Levi Omar, whereas Levi says, no, Esrog is Osir even on Yom HaShmini. Whereas Avodah Shmuel says, Esreg is only a usher on Shmi, but B'Shmini it's mutter. Now, in the end, Avodah Shmuel changed his mind, and Kam Avodah Shmuel B'Shitasa to Levi, and ended up saying that Levi, what Levi said, that Esreg is usher afilu B'Shmini, because we already know, once we were marked to it, Ben HaShmasas of Shmini, because of the Kula Yuma, so means it would be mutter, so it's already hooked for the next day too. So, and interestingly enough, Rabbi Zeira gets up and says over the original sheet of Avodah Shmuel. So the Machlokas was preserved. It just changed its people. So Avodah Shmuel became Rabbi Zeira, and Levi and Avodah Shmuel ended up saying the same thing. The Yomer Rabbi Zeira, where do we see Rabbi Zeira held like the original sheet of Avodah Shmuel? Because Rabbi Zeira says, Etrog shenifsala asur lochla kol shiva. If something happens to your etrog, say, I have to go buy a new etrog anyway. So let me turn this, my first one, whose pitam now broke off, let me turn it into jelly? No way. Having been muksa at the beginning, it was muksa called Shiva. Omar Rabbi Zeir, another issue. Lo likni inish hoshana liyanuka. Don't buy your kid. Don't give him your own lulav and esrog on the first day of Yontif. At least don't do it before you were Yotzi yourself. Why? My time. Do you nuka mikne kani? You see, a child can be kona things because the rabbonan were mitaken zechia to a cotton. For nyonim darke sholem, but they made such a takana. Otherwise, people were going around stealing candy from babies, you know. So you have to give them the zechus.
Well, babies are so much, right?
But.
Older children,
right? We're shaykh to bali debri, if that's in. Akniya lo makne, but they can't give you a kinyan. Otherwise, people were stealing houses from babies, right? But they can't make a kinyan to you. So therefore, what's going to happen? You'll give your kid the lulav and esrog. You know it has to be shalachem. So you give it to him, and you say, "Okay, I'm giving you this esrog matonam anas la'avzer." Whoops. So what happens? You'll say, okay, so what happens? The kid wasn't Yaitse. Because he can't be Makayim the Matanam and Aslazer. So then he wasn't Yaitse. But the problem is, if you make a condition that cannot be kept, the condition is Batal and the sale is Kayim. So now you'll give it to the Yesrig. You'll give it to your son. And he gives it back to you. It's too late. It's his, not yours. Therefore, make sure you're Makayim the Mitzvah first. Now, of course, the Chutzvart's got a big problem. Because if you give it to him to be Mekayim, then on the second day, since it also needs to be Lachem, because of Sveik and Yuma, so you won't be able to be Yotze the second day. So it comes out that in Chutz Lortz, you have to buy your kid a separate Lulav and Esrog. Because how else can you have them? You haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah of Chinuch.
You have to give it to him as Lachem to Mekayim.
In Eretz Yisrael, you could buy a Lulav for yourself. Give it to your son after your Yotze. The next day there's no din of lachem, so it doesn't matter if you're using your son's lulav. But how are you going to use your lulav on the second day, yontiv and chutzlar?
But your own son, whatever he has, is yours.
Now, once you give it to him, that's
my baby son finds it.
That's the din of giving it to him. That's a different. These are dinim, all different dinim of the takonas that we make, where people are dependent for you. The gabi mitzia, don't bring a raya from mitzia. But over here, when you gave him something, it definitely remains his. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Zeira, lo leimenish liyanuka diavina lachamidi, don't promise your child that you're going to buy him a motorcycle. And then you don't buy it. So lo leimenish liyanuka diavina lachamidi, and then lo yoyev lei. So never promise your kid something that you don't keep. Mishum dati legemure shikra. You're going to teach that child to lie. They taught their own lips to speak falsely. How do you do that? Starts young. Kid sees the parent doesn't keep his own word. Now, the machlokas that we just had of Rabbi Yochanan and Rishim ben Lakish as to whether it's usur the etrog, the lulav and etrog, for Shvi, Shmini is mutter. Rish Lakish says, even B'Shvi it's mutter. If you've Mekayim a mitzvah, is actually a machlokas, an older machlokas, the itmar hifrish shiva etrogim, the shiva yamim. Suppose you set aside 7 esrogim, one for each day. Okay, so then you take a look at your esrog. This is for people like Richie who have trouble remembering things. Okay, so there you look at your esrog, you have this big temani esrog. You say, if it's temani, today is Tuesday. It's a great way to remember the day of the week, Richie.
What's today?
But figure out where you are. So there, what would be the din? Omar Rav kol achat ve'achat yotzabo. Your yotze with the etrog of that day, and then you eat it up. Obviously, the sheet of Reish Lakish, that you're only marked for the mitzvah, not for the day. Rav Asir kol achat ve'achat yotze bavochel lemachar. You can only eat the next day. Obviously, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're marked for the day. But my kamiflagi, again, marasavar le mitzvah tayat katsoi, umarasavar le kula yomit katsoi. Now, anan, the itlan treyumi, how about in chutzvarets now, here in Bavel, where we have now 2 days, what's that din of the last day? So there, so in other words, now we see that Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan both hold that it's mukta for the entire day. Therefore, we paskin like them, because that's the klal. But paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. Okay, so that's the case. We now turn and ask, okay, so all day long on Shmi, it's us. So now, if that's the case on Shemini, even though I'm not going to be Mekayim a mitzvah of Lulav and Esrei, but maybe now Shmini should be Osir also, because it's Katsoi, because maybe really it's Shmi. So what's the halacha now, legabe Yom HaShmini? That's already, what do we do? Amar Abaye. I'll tell you what we do. Shmini Safek Shvi Yasser. Look, we can say that the eighth day, because it could be a Safek, that maybe it's really the seventh day, that we'll say. But to say, since the eighth day is Yasser, because it's a Safek in the seventh day, and now therefore the night of the eighth day Ben HaShmashas, I can't take it yet because it's a suffix. Therefore, it should be also the ninth day. No. At kedekach, to make Yom Tov Sheni on a suffix. Come on. And the whole thing was a chumra anyway because of the Megillah. Ferchi would vadai be mutter. We were machmer lechatchila because of the whole din of oil v'iskatzoy. On ana derabbanan, ana iskatzoy lemitzvah derabbanan, on a suffix ben hashmashus of derabbanan, sveike the yuma on a suffix ben hashmashus on a din of derabbanan. Oh man, come on. Enough is enough. So on chi, you can go ahead and eat your esrog for sure. Whereas marema amar, afilu shemini suffix shvi is mutter. We don't even go so far as there's no mitzvah of esrog today. We're going to say that there's also going to be mitzvah iskatzoy. Besura avdike marema. And Rav Shisha, Breda Ravidi, Avik Abaye, and in fact, Yilchasak Abaye, that Shmini is Osir in Chutz Loretz, Chi'i is Mutter. What the din is in Chutz Loretz, we'll get to tomorrow.
7:30
tomorrow? It does in Rich's CD events.
Speed
learning. Daf Mimva. So Itmar Abai Omer Yochatak Rabbi V'Rav Omer Yochatak Rabbonan Omer of Mori Brother Bat Shmuel Chazin Aleil Rav himself to Lo Avik Yishmai Tzela Maktim V'Koy V'Alavit Akise Nothik U'Mashi Yodim Anach Tfilin V'Vorech V'Chiyitz Tuf Zimna Achrina Alavit Akise Nothik U'Mashi Yodim Anach Tfilin V'Vorech V'Ana Nami K'Rebi Yavdinan in terms of Sukkah U'Mevarchinan Kol Shiv'a Omer Marzut Chazin Aleil Rav Papi D'Kolim Atam Anach Tfilin V'Vorech Rabbanu de Ravashi, even kolim at the b'mash b'shebo mevarchi. Om Rabbi Yom Rishon mitzvah zulov kol shiva for bracha of Rabbi Yishev and Levi Omer. Well, Yom Rishon mitzvah zulov. The rest of it is only a mitzvah zakeni. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer kol yom a mitzvah zakeni. What do you mean kol yom? Afilu Yom Rishon. A kaimel on Yom Rishon is certainly the araisa. Emar bar mi Yom Rishon. Nu, yochai Rabbi Yishev and Levi. Emar b'chein Omer Rabbi Yitzchak like Rabbi Yishev and Levi. And in fact, of Rav Sava Koshiva Mitzvah Zulov for Brocha. Don Rafiya Barashi Amarab, when it comes to Rabbana, and you make a Brocha. Amad Lik Ner Shachanaka Tzarek Lavorech. Rav Yirmi Omer Haro En Ner Shachanaka Tzarek Lavorech. Mai Mavorech, Om Rav Yudha Om Rav Yudha Yom Rishon Amad Lik Mavorech Shalosh. Haroya Mavorech Shtayim. Kanel Amad Mavorech Shtayim Rav Mavorech Achas. Who Mai Mavorech in terms of the Nusuf of the Brocha. Borech Asher Kishenim Tzavet Yivanu Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah, Hechon Tzivanu, Lo Tasur. Renachar Yitzchak Omer, Sh'al Avicha V'yagetcha. Renachar Yitzchak Omer, Sh'al Avicha V'yagetcha. Omer Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvat Lulav. Ton Rabbonu, Ha'oseh Sukkah La'atzmo, Omer, Oruch Shechiyonu V'kimonu, Nichnas Leishev, Omer, Oruch Shechiyonu V'kishan Mitzvat Tzivanu Leishev. Ha'ita Suya V'omeret Im Yechol HaKadeish Padavar, Mevorech Lulav, Lekish Yikanes Leishev Ba, Say both brachas. Leishev V'shechiyonu. Om Rav Ashi Chazina Leilu Rav Kahana Dekomala Lekula Brochas Akasa Dekedusha Ton Rabban Roi Lefon of Mitzvahs Harbei Rav Hashir Kishan Rav Tzivanu Ala Mitzvot Rav Yud Omer No Mevorech HaKol HaKas V'Yachas Bifnei Atzma Om Rav Yizera V'Yitema Rav Chanina Bar Popa Hilchata Rav Yudha V'Yomer Rav Yizera V'Yitema Rav Chanina Bar Popa It's making all of this noise My time of year is to Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. To be Yom of Orchimato, Belayla Yom of Orchimato. Elo Bolo Malacha, Becho Yom Leyon, Tein Lo Mein Birchotab. Avinami, Becho Davar Vedavar, Tein Lo Mein Birchotab. Yom Rabbi Zer, Vitem Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Papa, Bo Re'ein, Shelo, Ki Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midat Pasar Vadam. Midat Pasar Vadam, Kli Reikan, Machzik, Malayin, O Machzik. Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite, Malay Machzik. Reikan, O Machzik, Shenemar, Ve'aya Im Shamoa, Tishma. Im Shamoa Tishma, Im Lav Lo Tishma, Davar Acher, Im Shamoa B'Yashan, to review, Tishma B'Chadash, V'im Yifne Levavcha to give up, Shuv Lo Tishma. Miyad Tinokot, Omre Yochan, Etrog B'Shvi Yasur, B'Shmini Mutar, Sukkah Afil B'Shmini Yasura, Reshlok B'Shomer Etrog, Afil B'Shvi Nami Mutar. So my can be forget. Mar Sava L'Mitzvah Ta Yitkatzay, Mar Sava L'Kul Yuma Yitkatzay. Eitzer es lokesh rav yochanan miyad tinokot shomtim et loveihem ve'ochlim et rogeihem my love who adin l'gdolim lo tinokot davka ikri amriya bazet eitzer rav yochanan es lokesh miyad atinokot shomtim et loveihem ve'ochlim et rogeihem mashma davka ve'itinokot gdolim lo who adin afilo gdolim hayri kalin tinokot urchadam bilta katani omelay rav papa l'rabai rav yochanan mashna suka mashna etrog Amalei Sukkah, Hasi Ben Hashmashas. Let's say, Tramalei Su'udata for Mitzvah's Pizza. So, by Meta Gavo Amecha Begavar. Therefore, Katzela Ben Hashmashas. Umigad it Katzela Ben Hashmashas. It Katzela Kula Yom HaDashmini. But Etrog, the Lord, Hasi Ben Hashmashas. No, it Katzei. Le Ben Hashmashas, and therefore, Lord, Katzela Kula Yom HaDashmini. Levi Amar Etrog Afil B'Shmini Aser. Avin Shmuel Amar Etrog Afil B'Shvi, rather, Aser. Bishmini Mutter. In the end, Kamavud Shmuel changed his mind, Bishitasa to Levi, and Rabbi Zera stuck the position of Avud Shmuel, Amrab Zera. Rather, Etrog Shnitzla, Osir La Ochla Kol Shiv Avat, not Shmini. Amrab Zera, La Likin Inisha Shana Li Yanuka, Bhuma Tava Kama, Maitana Yanuka can be Kaina, but it can't be Makna. So therefore, Shtaka, the Kanafik, the Lulav Shena Shalom, once you gave your Lulav away. Now this plukta Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish also a machlokas here between Rav and Ravasi. Ditma, if Rishiva etrogi, Rishiva yomi, Omer Rav kolachat v'achad yotzibo v'ochla la'altar. Ravasi says, no, it's us all day. So kolachat v'achad yotzibo v'ochla l'mocha. M'maik amifugi marsav l'mitzvah tay katsay, u'marsav l'kula yumin katsay. So how about nowadays in Bavel, Ditlan Shre Yume, Heche Abdina, Amrabai Shmini Safchvi Asur, Shi Safchvini Mutar, Marima Omar, Afil Shmini Safchvi Mutar, Besura Avdik Marima, Rais Rupshish, Rigavidi, Avik Abaye, Vilchasak Abaye.